If you've ever indulged in a little online shopping, you've probably seen an option to buy now and pay later. Well, that model is making its way to healthcare, where patients can defer payments for certain procedures like fertility or cosmetic services. For more, let's bring in Katie Palmer, health tech correspondent with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Katie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Explain to us how buy now, pay later systems work for healthcare. How is this different than going to the hospital and just getting your bill in the mail?
So typically these services right now are not for the kind of services that you would get in a hospital. They're more for procedures that are typically very high cost and may not be covered by your traditional insurance. So if you're going to the doctor's office and have your procedures or your visits covered by insurance, you won't typically see this type of payment plan. But if you go to the dentist's office and you're getting veneers, or the eye doctor and you're getting LASIK, you might run into one of these payment programs. In addition to some telehealth companies, direct-to-consumer, quote-unquote, that offer more cash pay services, some of those companies are offering this kind of payment platform as well.
I see. So have these become very popular in these healthcare sectors? And can you use this type of program for any kind of elective procedure?
I would say they're not extremely popular yet, but they are growing very, very quickly. So the main data point that we have is from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which tracked five of the biggest e-commerce lenders that are out there right now. And they saw that healthcare loans in this space specifically increased from $10 million in 2019 to $230 million in 2021. And we're also seeing companies jump into the space specifically to provide this kind of buy now, pay later service for healthcare services exclusively.
So it can be really easy for consumers to overspend on these buy now, pay later programs. I mean, so many of us have felt that online with shopping. Are there safeguards or regulations to protect patients?
That is the primary concern. There are some, but because buy now, pay later is so new as a financial instrument, there are fewer protections in place than credit cards or some of the traditional payment plans that you might, you know, find yourself experiencing in the hospital setting. So that's a primary concern of CFPB and other patient advocates as these kinds of programs trickle into the healthcare space, that consumers will not be as protected as they think they are when they're setting up these payment plans.
So who is benefiting then the most from deferred payments in healthcare? Is it the medical provider? Is it the patient? Is it the financing platform?
It's tough to say. I think everybody gets a little bit out of it. The primary clients here are the providers. You know, the pitch of especially the healthcare-specific buy now, pay later companies is that by using this kind of payment platform, you can, as a provider, reach more patients who otherwise you might not be able to serve because they can't pay their bills. So that seems like a potential net positive, but it really will depend on, you know, whether patients are actually able to pay off those bills and whether they see a benefit to their health and their finances in the long term after these platforms have been available for a while.
That's Katie Palmer, health tech correspondent with our partners at STAT. Thanks so much for the information, Katie.
Thank you.
And we'll link you to Katie's reporting along with the report from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that looks at buy now, pay later services. That's at herenow.org.